در قضایای جهانی و منطقه‌ای
in global and regional issues
که قضایای زیادی هست
well there were numerous instances of them that matter to the Iranian to the Islamic community what was the most urgent was the flooding in Pakistan Well, it's just called flooding, but in fact, it's a natural disaster of high magnitude. For the people of Pakistan, that's one of the actually faithful part of the Islamic community, and there is issues this people have been among the forerunners in the expression of their faith in their religious prejudice and commitment this people are now grappling with a great catastrophe this Sindh River flows from north to south of Pakistan it has flooded from the Chinese border in the north of Pakistan as far as the Indian Ocean in the south of Pakistan, the whole line where this river is flowing, this long line, there has been a substantial flooding that has wreaked havoc with people's lives. Over 10,000 villages have been ruined. The whole of farmland and gardens where people and were actually the sources of income for people and the means of sustenance for them. They have been all annihilated, all tens of thousands of mosques and religious centers. In the course of this length of this long river line, they have all been damaged or destroyed. The width of the Sindh River, they say, it's usually one or two kilometers in certain areas. And this at the estuary is actually where it joins other rivers. There have been a span of 90 kilometers of flooding, livestock, hopes, people's wealth, they're all gone. And it's estimated that approximately $40 to $50 billion of damage has been inflicted in Pakistan due to this flooding. There have been 20 million people rendered homeless. Several thousand have lost their lives. Kids, women, the elderly. These people are now in need of water. They need food. They need clothes. They need shelter, a roof over their head. They're in need of all basic needs. The months of Ramadan, they spent it in such a situation. They fasted. It's Eid al-Fitr now. It's the day of convergence. It's the day of the Islamic community. Our people need to be more determined and to... The Islamic Republic has given assistance. Some people have given their assistance. It's not enough at all. We need to help more. This is the duty of all of us, our faithful brethren, our Muslim brothers in Pakistan are not suffering this plight. I'm not just addressing you, the people of Iran, I'm addressing the whole of the Islamic world. I'm addressing the whole world, nations, especially Muslims. In Islamic countries, I'm addressing the Organization of Islamic Conference. We all need to join forces and help. Well, they got together and said $1 or $2 billion is needed. It won't suffice this, the requirements of this nation. That's not enough. Pakistan has been dealt with a heavy blow. We should assist them to the best of our ability so that God would help us. This is really an important issue. Of course, we're concerned about the political instability in Pakistan also. The aggressive forces who are taking the chance, they're using this opportunity, they're abusing this actually. Some aggressive governments want to turn Pakistan into a military barracks. This is also happening. These are among our other concerns that we hope the great nation of Pakistan will be attentive enough. The government in Pakistan knows their responsibilities, and hopefully God will help them to resolve these issues and to make an exit out of this plight. The issue of Palestine is still the most important issue of the world of Islam. The crimes in Gaza are still being committed. Crimes are still being committed on the West Bank. The Zionist regime, with maximum impunity, is imposing its crimes against the Palestinian people. And there in Washington, they hold a peace conference. Peace with whom? They want to. The crimes of Palestine, the crimes committed by enemies of Palestinians, they want to cover them up through these negotiations that they have called peace talks. A usurper has come. It has occupied the homes of a nation. This is not enough for them. Still, any kind of possibilities and resources they are using to repress and crush these people, they pay no attention to this. They remain indifferent, the West, America, and others. They are sitting idle and just watching. The aggressor, the criminal, is even being encouraged. And then they hold a meeting for peace. What peace? Peace between rich people, those impudent Zionist tyrants. They also stand against Palestinians, and they say that you need to get along with the process of Judaism. Their great crime is that they want to embark in Judaism. The Holy Quds, the Muslims Qibla, and the near Palestine, they want to Judaize and to make it as the center of their conspiracy and despotism. This is our major issue, and we hope that God Almighty will give the chance to Muslim nations and governments to help them to perform their responsibility in the face of this bitter reality and event. They need to recognize their duties. The first appeal